You say, "This is Welcome to Lost Story Studios. I'm Bo Fader," and then we say our names, and you say, "This is Lost Story." And then me and him are like, "Lost Story," just make noise and shit. All
right.
Usually,
that's the formula.
I mean, that's so
it goes like this: Welcome to Lost Story Studios. I'm Bo Fader.
I'm Braxton McKinney,
and I'm Jonas Britt.
And this is.
No, you paused too long at the end of that one.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. He was like.
Oh. I was shocked. It's like the first time. I'm never sober when we do this. So I'm like,
It's uncomfortable. It's hard.
It's hard.
That's me every week.
God damn, man. Yeah, you're a trooper. Yeah,
you're terrible.
Yeah.
It must be horrible to be
you. It's tough. All
right. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's fine.
Welcome to Lost Story Studios. I'm Bo Fader.
I'm Brockton McKinney.
And I'm Jonas Britt.
And this is Lost
Story
Studio.
This is Lost Stories at Lost Story Studios.
Lost Stories.
Let's get this on the road.
Danny Meow.
Dig it about.
Danny Magone.
That's right.
Yep.
Cheeky Bop Bop. Okay. Hey, welcome to Lost Story Studios. You know the routine by now, I imagine. We do art and sit in our studio and tell stories and maybe have a few drinks. And all the stories are 100% true. Except I do have a caveat for the last podcast.
Okay.
And we talked about it at dinner a little bit tonight, and I thought about it just now. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, we probably should come clean on that
disclaimer.
One.
Oh.
Yeah, that one about, I mean.
It's weird.
Weird. I mean, like, we did pretty well at that con. We did. Yeah, we lied. We said we didn't do well.
At Ghostacon, at the very end of the thing, we said some stuff that maybe wasn't true, and that was just that we didn't make money. We did.
Right. We did. We did.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else
100%.
I thought that was it. Okay.
True.
I thought you made money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure.
I was off the demon thing and the blowing off the head, shooting the cop stuff.
That was totally.
That's true.
Yeah. Accurate.
Yeah, but we probably made $60.
You could look that up in the archives and like in the newspapers, and you would see that.
Well, I would come here and just talk to us about it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It'd be easy.
No, you're right. It's much easier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go on the computer. It's probably not going to be on there.
There's some information that can't be found.
I don't think they allow murder on the computer, do they?
Mm-mm.
They do not.
Oh.
Can't show murder and I don't think nudity.
You can have, I can give like some butt.
A little butt.
You know, like side butt.
Yeah. If it's accidental.
Right, on the computer.
Like I was running and like the hose got caught in my pants.
I remember that happened.
Yeah.
That's this week's story from you, isn't it?
He took a quick photograph. Sure, you see a little bit of butt.
Right, because it's funny.
It's funny. Yeah,
that's playful, but that's not.
That's not pornographic.
That's not right. Fuck me, but.
We don't use that language.
Mm-mm. Oh, sorry.
We don't use that language.
The internet does.
Fuck me ass.
No, yeah. Right. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We have some promotional things to say, don't we?
Mm-mm.
No,
save it for the middle.
Okay,
let's
I don't want to talk to them anyway.
I know that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sick of these people.
Buy comic books.
Buy comic books,
but ours especially.
Yeah, ours especially. Yeah. Death Curse and M Theory.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll get to the, You're right. Mm-hmm. Shill in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, we'll make it a shill sandwich. Meat on the outside.
Yeah.
It's like that Kentucky Fried
chill.
That like sandwich where you like it's both pieces of meat.
Oh yeah. It's like it's
a piece
two
of lettuce in between.
No, it's like a it's like hamburger.
Two fried pieces of,
yeah, it's a hamburger that's like injected with like bacon paste or something. It's got
That's what our podcast
two pieces
is.
Of chicken on top of it and you
two
stick it in
delicious,
the middle of a donut.
Succulent pieces of chicken with shilled bacon.
Paste
in the middle.
I like it.
Probably
it is delicious.
Yeah. And the filling from someone's crown.
Probably because they dropped it in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a roach
you
pick.
And you put a cigarette on the top, and that's what you blow out like a candle.
Happy murder day to me because I'm about
heart.
To die.
Tomorrow,
you get cigarette ash all over it.
To your
veins.
Cigarette ash is not bad. It's salty.
No. Yeah.
It's
a little salty. You eat cigarette ash.
I'm just saying,
all
you can't blow a cigarette out like a candle.
You can't.
I mean, I guess you could try.
That's what I got for my birthday.
You're going to get really tired.
Yeah.
That's true.
It took me 12 and a half minutes.
When Brogdon and I were poor orphans growing up, We would go.
Orphans?
Yeah, it's a short way to say it, sure. I didn't know you were familiar with the term.
I'm lazy.
We would go behind Biscuitville, and I would get a stale biscuit out of the dumpster, and I put a bum cigarette on top of it, and we'd sit on a piece of cardboard and have a little picnic.
You had a birthday every day then.
Pretty
just
much.
About.
Yeah.
Just about.
It's nice.
Being two orphans growing up in, big city.
Eating on the streets of Bojangles.
Bojanglesville. We lived in Biscuitville. we're from, you didn't know that?
I did.
We're from Biscuitville.
I mean, I was born in a biscuit-shaped mushroom.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
No parents.
Can't even visualize
that. No, his parents died in childbirth. Both
of
them.
God. Yep. You're born of the devil and a jackal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Biscuitville is the harsh streets of Biscuitville.
Let me tell you. I like it.
Growing up on the harsh streets of Biscuitville.
God, I was born out of a snow cone's asshole.
Really?
30 miles north of there.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I heard about that.
It was cold.
Mm-hmm. We didn't travel that far. Orphans don't go
that far. Yeah, orphans can't. We can stay right where we are, comfortable.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's our story this week?
It's an oldie, a classic, but a goodie, I think.
It has to do with an urban legend that is, which is most of what your stories have to do with.
Yeah.
But this one's an actual true.
It has to do with the urban legend about Neil Young digging up Lynyrd Skynyrd's body.
Right, which is, I don't remember the guy's name is saying for Lynyrd
Skynyrd. We don't know his name. Lynyrd. Lynyrd. Digging up Lynyrd's.
Mr. Skynyrd's body.
Yeah. Mr. Skynyrd's
body. I think his last name's Nard and his middle name's Skin.
Yeah. Middle name right. Nard. Last name Skin. Nard Skin.
Oh, Mr. Nard Skin. He's like, I want my band's name to be Lynyrd Nard Skin.
I don't think so.
Wait, let's reverse that. Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's awesome.
He fought with it like a week. He was like, Nard Skin.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
That is my name, Lynyrd Nard Skin. I wanted to be that.
It's a proud legacy of Nard Skin.
I'm Lynyrd Nard Skin III.
I don't want to sit popping Nard Skin.
If my father Nard Skin.
Papa Nard Skin.
I remember hearing about this, like, Neil Young, like, because he gets made fun of in one of, kind of, he gets called out in one of their songs.
Yeah.
And so.
I think he starts it, actually.
Does Neil Young start it?
Yeah, in the song, Country Man Dango. Doesn't he? And he says something about, get the fuck out of the north or something.
Yes,
like that.
I think you're right. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. And it was Neil Young that starts the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they respond. Mr. Nardskin responds by I think Sweet Home Alabama and says like we don't need Neil Young anyway.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's like a rivalry going between them. But then it turned out they were friends and stuff or whatever. But then people always say that like. There was a night that after Mr. Skynyrd was buried that Neil Young goes to the grave.
And digs him up. Yeah.
You know. And takes pictures with his body.
Oh, with a t-shirt. He puts a
Neil Young t-shirt on the body and he takes pictures with it.
Right.
And those pictures to this day exist in a scrapbook.
Right.
Who's got the scrapbook?
I guess Neil Young.
I think Neil Young has it.
He might have sold it, but
as
far as we
think
know.
So. I think we'd see those pictures.
Right, and it turns out that's actually not true.
Really?
No.
Okay, so I thought that was the true thing.
Right. It's not. All right. What actually went down was the day that, and I think his name's Ronnie Van Zant.
Yes, you're right.
Am I right?
Mr.
I'm going to call him Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
But that's, I know. So the day Ronnie Van Skynyrd gets onto the airplane, he boards it with all of, it's like, he's got like 72 other people that are trying to fit into this tiny ass, like, commuter. You know, and they're like, 'cause they're all like fans and stuff. They can't fit on there. So it's like, he's pushing them out of the door and pushing them down the ramp. He's like, no, get off of here. Get out of here, Skynyrd fans. And they take off quickly and have a chance to really pay attention. As soon as they get in the air, they find a note on the plane that says, you're all dead.
Whoa.
And Neil's at the wheel.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Neil.
Is at the wheel. So they go up front of the plane, and there's the pilot, and they're like, Neil? And he's like, yes. It turns around, and it's Neil Diamond.
What? Neil Diamond.
It's Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond's flying the plane?
Neil Diamond is flying the plane.
That Neil, not the other Neil we thought. Yeah. That's a shocker.
You can imagine to them.
In a twist of...
He have his pilot's license?
You know, you look at Neil Diamond, you think probably yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the plane did crash, so...
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. They say, Neil Diamond, what are you doing? And Neil's like, Neil Young hired me to kill us. I'm gonna crash the plane.
And they're like, what?
Does he have his assassin's license?
That could be license to kill?
Yeah.
You mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. If anybody has a license to kill. Research on the Diamond side of things.
Yeah.
You know?
Neil Diamond's got a license to kill ladies' vaginas with his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does. Tan skin. Well, they say, Neil Diamond, why would you do something like that? And Neil Diamond says, take a whiff of the air. He's like, I'm dead. I've been dead for like 11 days.
Whoa.
Neil Diamond says that. He's like, my penis and everything's already fallen off.
Yeah. Wow. Why would he start with the penis?
Yeah. I don't know. It gets me too. Gets me teared up thinking about how scary that is. Mm. That could happen to someone like him. And
but he still performs this day, you know, he's like still around.
Oh right. So you know what I'm saying? So what's gonna happen?
How's he keeping it all together?
So he just puts the plane into a nosedive.
Wow. As soon as he says that.
Neil Diamond's corpse.
He says the jig is up and just fucking...
And puts Neil Diamond's corpse, puts the dumps airplane, it. Dumps it into nosedive. Woo!
Yeah.
Spinning and going down. They're all screaming. All the Van Zandt people, all the Lynyrd Skynyrd people, they're all freaking out.
Yeah.
There's, whatever. Yeah, boom.
I would be freaking out.
You know, plane blows up. Oh. Bam, on the ground or whatever. And people are freaking out. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah, right, sure. It's like the Hindenburg.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, the ambulances come, the hearses come, they get everything, they fix everything. They're like, oh, Jesus. They do not recover Neil Diamond's body.
Of course not.
Wow.
You know? And there's also tire tracks.
Leaving the scene.
Yeah, they're like, someone was here before, right. And the tracks themselves look new or young, you know?
That's a weird way to describe it.
You know what I'm saying? But this is young, the way policemen talk.
Right.
And not the way I talk. I read the report.
They would say that the tracks are young?
They looked young for the day. Like, into, you know, as far as today is concerned, it's like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
These tracks look young.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. They're like, not fresh. Not. Yeah.
They would kneel. They say, let me kneel.
They kneeled down, looked at it and said, these seem to be young tracks.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They're also smaller, and there's only one set of them. It was like a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah.
God.
Without a sidecar.
Mm-mm.
What, they didn't have a sidecar.
You would think it would need it.
Yeah.
You know, or what? That's what they said. They said, well, it wouldn't matter. Like, it's not like this. Maybe they're not as young as we think they are. Maybe they're older tracks. And we just got things wrong.
Maybe
but,
the plane crashed on some tracks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the only clue
to this whole thing.
Yeah. Was there's an old lady.
Okay.
And she said, I saw, and they're like, we, you know, what does this have to do with the case? And she's like, I saw Neil Young on a motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
With Neil Diamond's corpse on it. Riding away.
God, he's crying, people. This is it. He's not laughing. Sounds like laughter.
It's killing me. It's
sounds
killing
like
me.
Laughter,
she says,
but he really
it's not laughter. She says, I saw a motorcycle with Neil Young and Neil Diamond's corpse on it, leaving the scene 20 minutes after the crash.
20 minutes?
And the cops dismiss it.
Yeah.
They're like, that doesn't make any sense.
But, I mean, why would they wait 20 minutes?
I mean, how could she even know that was Neil Diamond's corpse? He had to be burnt to a crisp at this point.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Why would you just assume? Does she assume all burnt?
Maybe they told him.
He's wearing, he's wearing a lot of gold.
Yeah, maybe they told him.
He's got his, secret suit on.
Wait, who told him?
Maybe Neil Diamond told the old lady.
Or maybe Neil Young said, this is the corpse of... You know, he didn't seem to be hiding it very well.
Yeah.
And the cops just dismissed it. They're like, that's not a clue.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with anybody on the plane.
That would be a huge clue.
It seems like it. You know, now, but hindsight's, you know, always 2020.
Yeah.
Those guys were doing the best they could at the time.
This is the
70s. Sounds like her foresight was pretty 2020. Yeah. Sounds like she had a good read on it.
Right. If she was a cop, then Neil Young would be in jail.
Yeah. I don't think a witness to a crime has to be a cop, though. I think it just has to be a witness.
But I think she says that. Mind. If you look at the little the documents, from the transcripts from it, she says, I don't think I need to be a cop to be a witness.
Did she and have they a say, witness license?
And they say that's exactly what they said. They say, you don't have a witness license.
You don't have a license
or
to witness.
Or do you have your witness license? Where's your license to witness?
Yeah.
And she pulled hers out and it was expired.
And she said, oh,
by one day.
Oh.
Damn.
Her witness license was expired by one
day. It was the perfect crime, almost, and then it was the perfect crime.
And then it was the perfect crime.
Right. Because we all know Neil Young.
You can skip the almost. Yep. This is a perfect crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the cops leave, they drive away. And the old lady takes a mask off, and it's fucking Neil Young.
What?
Right. Yeah.
So who were the two guys on the motorcycle?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Well, I mean, they'd been gone for hours, you know? He just came back.
Oh, right.
He returned to the scene of the crime.
Well, what was the point of him, saying that?
Telling him, maybe he's trying to get himself caught. Because
it's like serial killers, how they, serial killers, right into the police.
Yeah, that's not cat and mouse, though, man. That's like... You know, telling him what happened,
he gave him. That sort of answers your question about how he knew.
The serial killer doesn't get. You know, Ted Bundy isn't the BTK killer didn't say his name. He wasn't I'm Ralph Nader.
He didn't hand it out. No way.
The BTK killer was Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader.
Jesus Christ! Does the rest of America know that? Oh,
they do now.
Fuck it. Letting secrets loose all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between playing cat and mouse and leaving clues and then just straight spilling up your saying, guts. I saw Neil Young leave the scene
with Neil Diamond's corpse. But that explains how he knew it was Neil Diamond, because he was the old lady.
Right.
Oh, I got that.
Exactly 3.5 hours later at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
They had an hour funeral, 3.5 hours. God, this day is moving fast.
Yeah. For 73 people.
They had to get him to the ground. Not all 73 made it on the plane. And this is just for Ronnie Van Skinner. This is just for him to be buried. They were like, this guy, we got to get this guy in the ground quick. All these people were talking about, how they were angry at him. And they were like...
For dying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. They had bought tickets to shows. They bought out. They felt like the albums were no good anymore.
Yeah.
And actually, it's true. If you go back and listen to a Lynyrd Skynyrd album now, you're not hearing the same voice as it would have been had you listened to the same album the day before he died. Mm. The voice is actually...
I don't even know what you said there.
The voice is going away.
What? The voice fading off the album? It's like the picture in Back to the Future.
Is that what you're trying to say here?
He
nailed it on the head.
Quantum leapt into the back.
No, he fallen into nothing. There's nothing. It's just that's the way it is with that's what they said. They said he had written a curse.
Is it Scott Bakula singing?
it's very Scott Bakula-esque. Yeah. He had written a curse. Ronnie Van Zandt had written a curse about himself. He said, if I'm ever...
He cursed himself?
He curses his dead body, I think, right?
Right.
What kind of whack job is this?
He cursed his dead body. Ronnie Van Zandt cursed his own dead body with the curse. If I'm ever killed by Neil Young, 40 or 50 years from now, my voice will be gone from every album I've ever made. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew that. So they're like, they're freaking out. They're like, oh my God.
Wait, I mean, I'm not proud to say it, but I think I have a couple Skynyrd albums, and I'm pretty sure the voice is still on.
Yeah. The voice is still on. He said 40 to 50 years after he died.
What kind of retribution is that anyway?
If you listen to it now, it's getting more faint. If the day before, it was clear as a bell. Yeah. And then people could say, they said the next day, it's a little scratchy, you know? And then now you start listening to it, you listen to it, you'll hear it, it's in the background a little more. And one day, it'll just be, Sweet Home Alabama will just be a damn instrumental.
Well, who cares?
Well, these people cared. That's why they had to get him in the ground. They were like, because they knew. They were like, we don't know, exactly when the stuff's going to go. He said 40, 50 years. Who knows about a curse? Who knows how long a curse lasts or how long it takes?
That's the worst curse I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Wow. It wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. That's
wild. But, I mean, he knew that something was going to happen.
Yeah, he called the Neil Young thing, too.
Mm-hmm. So, at the funeral, Neil Young shows up. And whoa, the cops just take a billy stick to the back of his neck.
Whoa. Well, see, he shouldn't have turned himself in then.
He right didn't. To clock him right at the
scene. He didn't turn himself in. He just showed up to the funeral.
Well, no, I mean, like, he shouldn't as the have, old. Like, yeah. shouldn't have Scooby-Doo'd the witness.
But nobody, here's the thing. Nobody even knows Neil Young had anything to do with it. Except, I guess, except for the fans who said.
The fans said, no, they said, yeah, they said.
Except for the cops who
and the cops are like, that's not enough reason. And the fans are like, yeah, it is enough reason. We'll show you the curse that he wrote. And so the cops are like, let's err on the side of caution and knock this motherfucker out. They knock him out. They put the handcuffs on him. They stick him in the paddy wagon. They close the doors. They go back to the funeral. They're like, hey, let's finish the funeral or whatever. They do a few more lines in the funeral. Ashes to rest. Dust to peace. Yeah. They go. They hear something coming from the paddy wagon.
Normal stuff.
And let me out. Let me out. And they're like, that doesn't sound like Neil Young. They open the door. There's the old lady. Handcuffed. And they're like, fuck, Neil Young's a goddamn magician.
Yeah,
he's gone. He's gone. They immediately let her go.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
She walks directly up to the grave and pisses on it. Like, pulls a dick out and pisses on
An old lady pulls her dick out.
And they hit her on the back of the head with that billy stick. Wow. Like, that's fucking Neil Young.
They put him back in the paddy wagon. And I know this part of
the story. They take the mask off.
I know this part of the story. So they take I've heard this.
Yeah, you know.
They take the mask off of Neil Young. They're like, fucking Neil Young. You were at the plane crash. Put him back in the paddy wagon. They tell him to get back in the paddy wagon. He gets walked over. He gets back in. 30 minutes later, funeral's still going on. Cops are there. They're all hanging out. And then they hear a knock. Let me out. Let me out. You know? And then they go and open up. It's fucking Neil Diamond.
What?
Neil Diamond now. Handcuffed.
Wait, the corpse of Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
He looks totally fine. Yeah, well, I mean, fine. He's like, look a little flustered. A little flush.
Huh.
But it's him.
Yeah. He David Blaine'd his way out of that.
And so they're like, you know
what happened to Neil Young?
They never found him.
They did eventually find him.
Well, the Neil Young you see today is not the Neil Young from back in the 70s.
Definitely not.
Different guy.
So he's older. They're like, Neil Diamond, what the hell? Where's Neil Young? And he says, he's like, he handcuffed me back here. And they're like, well, what did you have to do with the murder? He said, I crashed the plane.
Why would he say that?
They killed him.
He's dead. What the hell does he care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, you smell terrible. Yeah, and they're like, and he's like, because I crashed the plane because I'm dead. No, you killed me.
Neil Diamond isn't dead. I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
And we're going there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they...
Pretty sure they're both still alive.
Yeah. Well, they are. No, they are. So they keep him in the back of the paddy wagon. They close the door. They tell the driver, get started. Driver gives him a little wink. It's Neil Young. He is driving the paddy wagon.
What?
Yeah, he starts driving the paddy wagon. They're like, that was fucking Neil Young. Now we got them both in one thing. We just got to chase it down. Huge chase.
Yeah.
Cars going crazy or whatever. They catch him, and they pull him out of the car and throw him down, and they're like...
They throw Neil Young out.
Pull Neil Young out. Okay. They throw him down, and they're like, what are we going to do? And they're like, we need to, you know, he's got to be charged for these murders. And so, 30 minutes later, they got him.
But he didn't do the murders.
Well, they're like, we think he did the murders. The curse says otherwise. So they take him and Neil Diamond, put him on a plane 30 minutes later, and cut the brake lines.
I don't think to a plane they cut the brake lines.
But don't worry about it. Brakes are cut. Good, you know, you can get up, you can fly.
Yeah.
But when you have fucking land, you better have a long runway.
Yeah.
And they find a long runway. They land perfectly. They don't need the brakes. They crash it up a little bit, but they're fine. They get out of it. Everybody thinks they're dead, though. Yep. They're like, they're gone. And they fly them out in the plane. And so an hour later, this is like maybe 5 hours after the original crash, they're like, well, everybody's dead involving...
This whole, the whole debacle. Thing.
So, or whatever. So meanwhile, on a super long runway, Neil Young grabs Neil Diamond and brings him out. Neil Diamond says, hey, I'm a fucking zombie.
Yeah.
Help me out. And Neil Young says, we gotta dig back up the body of Ronnie Van Zant.
Whoa.
Why?
He's like, because I'm gonna give you his life.
But he doesn't have a life.
He's like, there's still a little bit of life. But it's real deep. He's like, you're gonna have to eat through his chest.
Oh,
he's like, to get to the... And Neil Diamond's like, I don't give a fuck. That sounds great to me.
Wow, he's a zombie. It's getting darker.
It is. And as is the night.
Right. This takes place in about 2 days.
Well, no, it's not even, it's been one, it's not even been 24 hours. I mean, the plane crash,
yeah.
Plane crash around 11 a.m., this is probably 10:30 at night. It's about 12 what? Hours. Wow. It's about 12 hours.
What a day.
They had to move shit along, you know? Yeah.
Holy
yeah, mackerel. I would say so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, they get there, and the crew's there, the young boys there, they're like, young boys, dig up the grave. Mm-hmm. And so they dig the grave up, and they're like, now, get out of here. Go home. Oh, send all of them home. Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. And as they're walking away, they shoot them all in the back.
Oh man.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. They what? Shoot each young one. They shoot.
What,
they
sacrifices or something?
No, I think they just didn't want witnesses, right?
Right. Oh, no man. Witnesses. And sacrifices. That's what they said. Sacrifice witness. You know?
Why didn't they just sacrifice dig them witness? Up? They wouldn't have had to kill all those guys.
Oh, man. Well, they wanted something to put back in the grave, too.
Yeah, that's
to
true.
To make sure that people thought
they probably burned the young
there.
Boys' bodies.
They did. They threw a match on them. Mm-hmm. They just burned out on one of them's body because there was no.
Yeah, you gotta have an accelerant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't have that, so they okay. they opened they opened up the coffin and it's empty.
What?
It's empty.
What?
So they killed all those young boys for no reason.
Ronnie Manzan's body's gone.
Well, they put something in the coffin, I imagine. So
you know,
they went
well,
for
yeah.
naught.
Right, but they're like. Holy shit, and Neil Diamond's, like, losing it.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, he's going now. The brain's going, he's like, I don't want to, you know.
Oh, so he's, like, really starting to turn.
Yeah, and Neil Young's like, oh, shit.
Why didn't he just eat the soul out of one of the young boys?
That's how hard it is in the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just shut up for a second.
And, so he immediately starts eating the soul out of one of the young boys.
Oh, sorry. I should just get my mouth shut, I guess.
I know, he kind of ruined it for me. Or, you know, maybe helping out a little bit. Yeah. Immediately eats the soul out of one of the young boys.
Does
and,
it sustain him for
oh, yeah, he like, he, oh, like, yes. He like comes right back to all being right, Neil good. Diamond, super tan.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, one is never enough.
Yeah.
He starts, like, eating all the bodies.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
He's
I would
eating.
Assume the soul of Ronnie Van Zandt is probably worth a thousand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's still hungry for, he's just eating
yeah.
or whatever. And so Neil Young's like, fuck it, I don't care. This is great. Film this shit. You know,
yeah.
lights, camera, action.
Oh, that's the video.
The crew's there. Yeah.
Whoa.
So he turns around and he's like, keep on rocking in the free world. If you look at that video, you can
yeah,
see Neil Diamond in the background eating young boys' bodies.
What? God.
It's that dark. It's dark. Yeah, I know. So it's dark, and you can't see a whole lot, but that's definitely going on.
I would say.
In the
it's
background.
Dark.
He's in a, you know, look at the facts. He's in a graveyard.
Okay.
The tombstone says Ronnie Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly Neil Diamond eating the skin off a young boy.
Jeez.
And there's a motorcycle present,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
All the things. That's the video for Keep
that
on Lock.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
It ties the
that
whole
ties
whole
all.
Thing.
But
together.
Now that you say that, it makes perfect
sense. It makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Yeah.
And, out of
okay,
context.
And at the
you just
very
think it's like
end of the video, you can see someone like kind of walk into the, you know, and you can't see the. It's like all of a sudden, just kind of, you know, and the camera sort of falls over.
Yeah.
Ronnie Van Zandt.
Oh, he shows back.
He
up.
He shows
me?
Back up at the end. Yeah, and he's like, oops. He's like, I knocked over the camera. You can hear him say it, and he's like,
He says, oops, I knocked over the camera. It's funny.
Yeah.
It seems like they could edit that out of the video.
But why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the end, look at the credits. Directed by Ronnie Van Zandt.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. Keep on Rocking Through the World, directed by Ronnie Van Zandt. He kept it in because he wanted to keep it in because he wanted to know the world to know.
It's like his little secret.
Uh-huh.
It's like, his, yeah. It's in very small time. I remember, like, you see the directing credits. It's super
exactly.
small.
So, he's...
I didn't realize that. I didn't know that's what it said. I just remember seeing it. Like,
yeah, camera's
like,
still rolling.
Right.
If you watch the extended one on the DVD that I've got,
yeah.
Then you the camera continues to roll. You can't see anything. But you hear him say, like, you turned me into a zombie, Neil Young. Why?
Whoa.
You know? And, And Neil Young's like, hey, man, don't even worry about it. Just take Neil Diamond's body. And he's like, oh. And Neil Diamond, and you hear Neil Diamond be like, what?
Whoa.
And then just like got a skirmish.
Neil Young's a turncoat.
You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Neil Young just watched it all happen. But Ronnie Van Zandt cut Neil Diamond's face off
and sewed it on his face. Whoa. And then ate Neil Diamond's body head to toe.
Wow.
Got the spark. And so, and that, to this day,
is Neil Diamond?
You buy tickets to a Neil Diamond show.
You're looking at Ronnie Van Zant. You're
looking at Ronnie Van Zant. Listen to the voice. Listen to the voice.
Corpse.
Wearing Neil Diamond's corpse, essentially.
Wow.
Yep.
God, and that story took a weird turn.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, you know, you want people to know, though, what the real deal is. And so anytime you see Neil Diamond and Neil Young touring together, it's kind of a little like they're nodding to each other like...
I didn't know they did. I didn't know the two Neils... Still
fooling the world.
I didn't know the two Neils toured. I never knew that.
They have toured many times, but no one's ever seen them play. That's one of the mysteries.
A Titan versus a Titan.
Versus Titan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neil Young, Ronnie Van Zant.
Damn, that's pretty interesting.
Neil Diamond.
I knew some of that story, but I didn't know the I didn't know the end. That's pretty crazy.
Wow. Was Neil Diamond's murder ever solved?
The murder of Neil Diamond was never solved.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because people don't believe he's dead.
Yeah.
They took all those bodies, threw them in Ronnie Van Zant's grave.
Yeah.
Covered up, and actually created a bocce court on top of it, and kicked over the gravestone. And we're just like, this is where we play bocce now. And they go there and play and they just laugh their asses off.
That's the reason, that's what that movie Poltergeist is based on. Mm-hmm. The haunted bocce ball court.
Yeah. They changed the whole.
You moved the bodies, but you didn't move the bocce ball.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's where Craig T. Nelson was born too, I believe.
In that bocce court.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
A little sandy baby.
Sure
was. Oh, that's a fun fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
true. Wow, that's good, man.
Thanks.
Well, very good.
All true. I mean, it's just me telling it.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You're not liable.
You're a vehicle. You get a little choked up about it.
I do get choked up about it when I tell those. That's
a tough one for you.
It's a tough one to get through because it's
a scary goddamn story.
Yeah. It is. The whole thing's frightening. Yeah, it still gives me nightmares.
Yeah.
It gave me nightmares just now.
Yeah.
Wow.
While you were telling it.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of waking ones.
That was an awesome story, man. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
So we're going to shill some stuff right now, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have a show coming up in January on the 17th, which was next week. Put on by our friend...
Jeff Beck.
Yeah. And it's called of Menacing Studios. Check out his stuff. It's pretty badass. Google it or go on Facebook.
Yeah, go on Facebook, look for Jeff Beck and
Childish Playthings.
Childish Playthings in Greensboro.
Yep.
January the 17th.
We have some pieces in there.
Be careful when you type Childish Playthings.
Yeah.
Maybe don't Google it.
Yeah, don't Google it.
But I do want, so I'm gonna give the listeners some homework. Do Google Nardskin.
Yes.
Do Google Nardskin.
Most definitely.
That is safe.
Yep.
Well, kind of.
And in that show, not to get too far off the Nardskin subject, but Jonas Britt, Bo Vader both have pieces in it. Jonas Britt has custom toys that he's made, and he makes custom toys all the time, and they're badass, but these are some of my most favorite that I've seen. Dude.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Spaceballs and Masters of the Universe.
So badass.
So badass. Bo Vader has three paintings in it, and it's the three faces of Manny faces. From Masters of the Universe. Oh, so you gotta come check them out because they're badass. Yeah, it's good shit. All right, the way around. We'll be there on Friday. That's the thing.
Yep.
Come see us, we'll sign autographs.
Definitely.
We'll hug your children.
Yeah. We'll sign your children, we'll hug your autographs.
And we'll talk about Nardskin.
Yep.
Because we have a lot to talk about with Nardskin.
We do.
Yeah. So that's and then coming up on the 25th is Charlotte MiniCon.
The Charlotte MiniCon,
awesome, which is still one of the biggest. Heroes Aren't Hard to Find. Sheldon Drum, awesome dude. Godfather Comics in North Carolina, pretty badass. You see all of our favorites there. A whole
tons of great guys.
Yeah, tons of great guys.
It's a really amazing list of like artists and writers that are there. Like they get a real pro squad.
It's pretty cool.
It is real cool.
And it's a cool place. Yeah, I like it a lot.
So, I like that they call it MiniCon. It's still like one of the biggest.
It's huge.
Ones.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah, so please visit that.
And that's January 25th. Bridget.
Oh yeah,
shitty Bridget who takes a dump on a record player.
God damn it! Every time she's here.
Every time, she's here like two or three nights a week.
Yeah, well, we're not here.
She's like, whoop de fucking doo! And just shits on them. Yeah.
Wah, wah. Oh, pooping on our record player.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's
so, come see those two
Mini-Con
shows.
MiniCon will still be fun.
MiniCon's going to be radical, Jack. Yeah.
Even with her there.
Yeah.
Probably well, not. Yeah. We'll just sit far away.
Yeah, 90% of it will be fun.
Right. She could be sick, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We can always
that's even worse.
Fingers we can always crossed. Hope, yeah, some kind of horrible illness.
Sick everywhere.
So anyway, we have another story for the night, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Jonas has one.
Oh, Jonas, what?
Mm-hmm. It's about that time he found that little weird jellyfish thing in his bathtub.
What? Mm-hmm. I've never heard about this. Are you talking about this?
He talks about it all the time.
I didn't hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's, I think it sort of stung you a little bit.
Did it?
Remember?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like talking about it. You seem like you're getting a little emotional about it.
Yeah, he's weird about talking about it, but it's just something that needs to be said.
Really? Because I've not heard about this.
No. Well, it all started one day when I was taking a shower.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Which is surprising.
Yeah, I don't do it very often.
Yeah.
And I just... I heard a noise. I got scared. I stepped backwards and I went, ow! And a jellyfish stung me.
What the fuck is a jellyfish doing in your bathtub?
Yeah, I don't know. But it was there. And it stung me.
Uh-huh.
And it hurt.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that all the water that comes out of, like, his faucets and everything is, like, that weird blue water that's, like, it putt-putts and shit?
Yes, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I thought it was
so
in the
toilet. Told him, I think that has something to do with it.
I thought it was, so I went to Jonas, here's a story about Jonas. I'm at Jonas's house one night. We're all hanging out. And I go to take a poop, because I'm a poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shits at my house.
Yeah, I do. It's got a nice
favorite
bathroom.
Place.
Yeah.
My toilet isn't flush, so he's like shitting on top of shit. It's disgusting.
He has blue water
like
in there, and
trashy,
I was like,
but it's shit.
Uh-huh. It's blue water, and I was like, oh, that's cool. He's got like the
blue
flush.
Oh, everybody has clear water except me. Fuck you guys.
I go and I'm like, I wash my hands, you know, and I start washing, and I'm like, oh, blue water out of the sink. How do you do that? And then I'm like, I'm thirsty, so I'll take a sip because he doesn't have cups at his house.
Nah.
You have to drink from the faucet.
I like drinking from the faucet.
It's kind of nasty. But
it's fine, man.
Oh,
like,
you like it once.
Yeah. I said I like it at your house because that was your house. I'm at the studio.
Oh.
That's all right. And I go to drink, and it's like, it tastes like poison.
Well, it is poison. I told you
I know,
it's
I got
poison,
violently
and you
ill.
You drank it anyway.
Yeah.
Putt-putt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have putt-putt water at your house. And why the fuck are jellyfish coming out of your putt-putt
water? Well, how the hell should I know? I got... stung by one and it sucked and
well I don't know. I mean I feel like you probably call your landlord and be like there's a jellyfish.
No, he called me and he was like there's a jellyfish in my bathtub, come over here and put a bandage on my
foot. You're his landlord.
Well, right. I mean I do own the house, but it's still I don't feel like I'm his landlord, quote unquote.
Right, you're more like his buddy.
Yeah. And regardless,
oh, yeah, real good friend.
How many landlords put band-aids on their friends' jellyfish boo-boos, you know?
Yeah.
That's what
not
he's
you.
Called me.
Because you didn't.
I didn't. I came over, I looked at it and it was just
so, none,
it was so gross because
right.
It was swollen, which is fine.
Wait, you know what? I know why they got blue water at your house. Now, this all makes sense. It took me a while to put it together. But you bought in 1987, remember? You invested. Sorry, Jonas. You're going to find out about some stuff about Brock. He invested in a putt-putt course, right?
Okay.
And it got a lot of trouble.
I didn't want people to play on it.
All the water, didn't want people, and all the water was really tainted. A couple kids died.
It was called jellyfish putt-putt.
Like they fell,
what?
Yeah. Well, because they fell. He had really poisonous jellyfish in the blue water. Like, and kids would like get real close and they fall in, and the jellyfish are like
just sting the shit out.
Yeah,
of them.
I mean hundreds of jellyfish just sting the shit. Out.
These kids
them.
Were there at night. I wouldn't even let people in the daytime. I was going bankrupt playing putt-putt every day, you know,
right.
And people waiting outside the fence, and I wouldn't let them in.
Why would you buy it if you weren't?
I'd like
to just
pretty shit.
Yeah.
Oh well, it, yeah.
So what they did? What they did,
where were you
like
in 87?
I was 11. I was 10 years old.
So, what they did? So what the courts made him do was take all the water in the putt-putt course and put it in a giant tank.
Fuck,
jellyfish and all.
Right.
And if I'm correct, didn't you bury that at your rental house?
You son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
I mean, this is like millions of gallons. This is a huge butt-butt course.
I remember
massive.
I used to play there at night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the kids did. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I got in trouble.
Right.
He was one of the kids.
Yeah, but he didn't get stung.
But then he did get stung.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
just kind of came,
came full circle.
It's probably that goddamn jellyfish that used to try to sting me when I was 10. Kick him in his balls.
What jellyfish don't have balls?
They do. They have little tiny balls. Those have balls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have balls. They wear glasses. So some of them wear ties. They have teeth.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Unusual jellyfish.
I'm thinking what he did is he hooked up the tank to the water supply of the house so he doesn't have to pay water bills.
Man. Huh. Is that true, Brian?
You pay water. That's interesting. You pay for the water at that house, don't you?
Yeah.
And the bill's really high, isn't it?
It's $600 a month. And it seems kind of
there
weird.
You go, buddy.
You know, I'm not trying to have an aquarium full of weirdo tumor jellyfish.
I feel bad about that now. I forgot about it. I did it like months ago.
Months ago.
Yeah,
that's true. You kind of are a sucker for falling for that. You kind of deserve it.
I do. You're right.
Well, will you at least put some doors in there?
Yeah. In the water below the house?
No, put some doors to my house so I can close my house up to the freezing cold and the jellyfish that keep getting in.
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
You're kind of going a little far on that one. I don't know.
Really?
Either the renter,
being one of those problem residents, you know?
Yeah, you are kind of. I have to side with him on that one.
You know what? You keep saying that when I ask your advice about this stuff, but I feel like you're just saying that because you don't want to do anything.
No.
To help.
No way. That's why I'm always over there hanging out at your place because I love it there. I like the blue water. I like the jellyfish. I like the open feel to it, the brisk.
Mm-hmm.
It's brisk, sitting on that couch or whatever.
Those houses are in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are.
And think about how many blankets you've had to buy. Now you have all those blankets.
Yeah.
It's true. You've got a nice collection of blankets.
That's all that's in there is blankets. You think that's a couch?
Some of the nicest blankets
that's
I've ever seen.
30 blankets stitched together.
Whoa, really?
That's why it's so soft.
That's like one of the most comfortable couches.
The blanket bag.
Yeah, there's like two mattresses and 30 blankets.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's why the couch is like huge. It takes up the whole living area.
But I mean, really, could you move anywhere else? He didn't make you sign a lease. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, except for that one lease he did, so you had to live there forever.
Yeah, there was that.
Yeah. And drink the blue water. You have to drink blue water.
That's a bad lease.
You wrote it. I read it. That's handwritten on the back. I wrote that one.
For me.
I wrote that
one.
So you
wrote it and knew the whole time.
I just thought it'd be kind of funny. I didn't realize the thing was going to be legal, but apparently it is.
Of course it is legal. It's a signed document. We had it notarized.
Mm-hmm. You signed it, though. I didn't sign my own name.
I did.
So that doesn't count, right? I can get out of this.
No.
Nah. Isn't that forgery?
Well, it would be if you'd ever actually signed your signature on anything, but since I've done it every single time, really.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Mm. So you have the authority over my signature?
I do now.
Yeah.
Just because I
well,
don't use
part
my
of
signature.
Well,
boat
now.
On the water 3 days. You know what I mean?
What anybody's the fuck
game.
Does that mean?
It's anybody's game.
Oh.
But,
I think you just made
forged
up
someone's
that
signature for Fortnite, and their signature.
You own their
yours.
Signature.
But
you
2 weeks
also,
out of their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what you signed in that lease is
every
power.
Day that I sign credit cards. No,
part
cards,
of what you part of what
lines.
You signed in that lease is power of attorney.
That is not true.
No, it is. Read the lease.
Yeah, I don't even.
Yeah, the lease that
have
I
have you
signed
ever seen
your name
the lease?
On.
No, I didn't sign it.
That's the beauty of it. He's
a
legal genius.
Bo's
a legal genius. The
I'm a paralegal. I can't use my arms, but I can make a lease.
You can do it. The lease.
I don't think that's the right.
I signed your name on gives. Me power of attorney to sign your name.
That's like sounds so friggin' illegal
it,
to me.
It would be if it wasn't on a lease, you know.
Right.
But it's like
lease is the
God, that loophole is bullshit.
It seems like it, but I mean you take it in front of a magistrate and they're gonna be like that's ironclad. He's got you. They'd be like, would you please sign this and I'll just push your hand down.
You can't
I'll sign
take
it,
it you can't take it to the law because no one loves you. You know what I'm saying? People don't like you, Jonas.
I know.
And you
you're
need
born from the asshole
what,
of an
man.
Ice cream cone.
Right, exactly.
I get the last laugh because I've been harvesting all the semen from the jellyfish, and it's like whale ambergris. It's like worth a fuckload.
Who is whale ambergris? Is that an actor?
Yeah, and he is worth a lot.
He's almost a billionaire.
Yeah. So I send this shit.
You see the money
France,
symbols
man.
Pop up in my eyes like Scrooge McDuck when I found out that. Well, we could get it. We go into business together. I'll help you sell it.
Look, here's I'll come up with it real quick.
You write me a quick little contract and I'll sign it for him.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead. I don't think all the money he gets from... Let's just lock that up real quick before we talk about it too much.
All right, hold on.
I'm kind of feeling more like a free agent. I think I'm going to shop it around a little
bit. Sure, sure. Let's go ahead and get this contract signed first.
Well, I don't have a pen.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a pen for you.
Right here.
For you.
Right here.
We got a pen for me for you.
Wow. Uh-huh. So I feel like I made a mistake by telling you guys that.
Yeah. Jellyfish, that looks good.
Jellyfish semen.
And all right, Jonas Britt, hand over all property and rights to the jellyfish semen. All sales are final. Okay?
Yeah.
You'll sign that?
I do. Please don't sign that.
Yep, put
hand Jonas over there. Jonas Britt.
I need you to sign right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's done. I'll turn it in tomorrow. I'm a notary, so I'll...
Could I get a handshake on that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
All right, dude, man.
That was... Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Yeah.
Because actually, that shit is so toxic, and I was responsible for the death of 2,600 people in a little French town, including Larkin. It was in his town. He was my connect over there. And so I was being indicted, which you just signed... My signature over to you, power of attorney. Now it's your deal. So now you're the one who's going to get...
What?
Have fun getting that needle in your arm, buddy. Because you get it.
The end.